Thank you for calling Therapy Well. This is Delphi speaking. Sorry. Sorry, could you just repeat that? Hi, Ethan. Sorry, thanks for calling me back. Yeah, I'm just following up. I sent a couple of text messages last week and email, and I haven't heard back from you. So just wondering. No, I haven't had a reply back from that email or the text that I sent a little bit later in the week. So where are you at with your notes? Yeah, that's okay. All right. That's good. If that's a barrier, I'm like, I don't think I've heard of anyone having that issue. Maybe it's like a computer thing, I don't know. But you're welcome just to email the notes to us and then we'll upload it for you as well if that's kind of you're finding that difficult. Yeah. Yeah, everything will be, yeah, that's good. Everything will be in there up to date. I did everything this morning, so you should be able to go in and put them in now. The other thing that I had emailed you about that I was just waiting for a reply on, and I saw that it happened again last week, so was the days that you're doing really, really long hours. I think there's one where, I can't remember the clients that you see, but you see someone in the evenings, I think in Ipswich, until about 12 a.m., which is fine. But then you also see another client that starts, I think, around like 10 or 9 a.m. on that same day, something like that. We just can't approve for you to continue doing those long days. Unfortunately, it's just too much of a cost in terms of overtime hours for you to be working. I think the last payroll was about 14 and a half hour days, and also for you, like, you need a break because that's a very long time to be working. Well, I've seen it a couple of times in your calendar, which is why I sent the email, because I've noticed it's not kind of just a one-time thing. It does happen, I think, maybe once a fortnight or something like that. Does that sound right? No, two people. Yeah, you see two clients in the same day. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's just anything over 10 hours, as in if it's just one client or two clients in the same day, it's unfortunately just not viable for you, but then also for the business, in terms of the cost associated with it. So I don't know what that will look like for the clients that you see on those days, but we might need to look at shortening one of them or maybe moving one to another day that you've got some time available, just so that you're not doing such a long day. Yeah. Well, no, because if No, because if you like, it doesn't for the client, but if you think about the award, for anything over 10 hours, we have to pay you overtime. And so that's kind of where that cost comes in, because that can't be handed over to the client, obviously. It's just something that we need to manage as a business. So yeah, really for anything over 10 hours. Yeah. And I saw them pop up and I thought, oh, it might have just been a one-off, but I just noticed them sort of coming up a bit more. So I just wanted to touch base around that. Yeah, I think it is a bit later in the week. That sounds about right. It's whichever day you do that, 12 a.m. I think he did it last Friday as well. Yeah, so just see if you can either maybe diminish the person in the morning, like move their day a little bit shorter, or yeah, because that's a very long day for you. Okay, cool. Well, thank you so much for putting those notes in. That's really helpful. But if in the future you like it's taking forever, just send it to us and we'll put it in for you. That's fine. All right, great. Thanks, Ethan. Thanks for giving me a call back. Have a good day. See ya.